Good evening, everybody, and welcome to the Conscious Thought with Leo on BBS Radio Talk Show, and I'm your host, Magdalena Winkler. Well, thank you, everybody, for plugging in tonight. We will be very interested. We will have a very interesting guest tonight again, and I just wanted to let you know, if you guys have any question for the guest for tonight, please give us a call at 888-627-6008. Awesome. I'm excited. Okay, our guest tonight, it will be Dr. Emil Fade from World Wellness Center, which I love this, the world, and is from Holistic Healthcare with an Intuitive Edge. It's another amazing point here. And what I love about Dr. Fade is that his background is in medical intuitive, holistic pharmacist, author, speaker, and also he's a therapist for sensitive people. So, and another thing what I also came across reading his bio is that what really impressed me is about achieve complete health and well-being using methods that did not include use of prescription drugs and surgery. It doesn't mean that we are excluding, but we will talk more about that. So let's welcome tonight Dr. Emil Fade. Good evening, Dr. Fade.
And good evening, Magdalena. How are you?
I am doing great. Listen, I'm so excited to have you tonight because we have so much in common here.
And yes.
I think, you know, I mean, just talking about this, you know, you are specializing in working with people that are sensitive around the globe or practically on this planet. So
That's right. Okay, it's a big deal.
That's a huge topic. So I will kind of step back and I will let you tell us everything about you, what you do, and let's go from there.
Okay, sure. You know, I started out in the practice of pharmacy, 30-something years ago, and a buddy of mine called me up one day and said, hey, would you like to manage a retail pharmacy for me? And I didn't do retail. I'd always worked in hospital settings. And I didn't want to do it, but I accepted the job, took the job. And about a month into this job, I had, Magdalena, a gal come up to me, a young gal, probably in her 30s, and she hands me 6 prescriptions, new prescriptions.
Whoa.
And then half of those prescriptions she gave me were used to treat the side effects of the other 6 she was already taking. So this gal was taking like 10 to 12 prescriptions, and she was a younger woman, and she wasn't getting any better. And that was the day I said, something's got to change. This is not working. There has got to be something we're missing because these people are not getting better in most cases. Yeah, their symptoms may be improved temporarily, but overall, they were not a whole lot better for the most part. So I parlayed that into working with natural medicines, began to basically experiment with herbs. I had brought in some herbs into the pharmacy, and I experimented with some of my pharmacy patients. They tended to get better, and they didn't die, and it was all good. So at that point, I became very fascinated with herbs and vitamins. And after doing that for a period of time, I ended up working and owning and operating like 3 or 4 health food stores in the Southwest. And we marketed it as a pharmacist-owned health food store. And people loved it because they knew they could come in and talk about their prescription medicines and talk about their vitamins and find out if it was safe to do the two together. And that ended
up... That's what is beautiful about that, because you're actually blending the both worlds.
We are. I'm in both worlds. It's funny. Now and again, I'll get somebody who says, isn't that a conflict of interest? And I go, absolutely not. It is a beautiful marriage of two different worlds, and I get to be the one to bridge the gap here. So with so many years, 30 years in pharmacy, 30 years in the health food business, and somewhere down the line about 25 years ago, I realized that I could actually sit down with people in my private practice, working with their natural medicine and my natural medicine and their health issues, and tune in to the energy signatures of their body and determine what was out of balance. So I began to realize that this is something that they've given me a gift for, and I began to do that, and that worked its way into the private practice that I have now in medical intuition and working with natural medicines for all health conditions. So it's been a very interesting journey over the last 35 years. And I'll tell you, it's been an interesting journey because as a sensitive person, That's me and you and millions out there who really don't know what's going on because
well, listen, this is exactly, I really wanted to kind of hone in, explain to us what does that mean when you're saying sensitive.
Sensitive. That, you know, we talk about sensitive people. That doesn't mean necessarily, oh, I'm sensitive to the smell of perfume or my tummy hurts after I eat certain kinds of foods.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, those things can occur in sensitive people. I'm talking about a different kind of sensitivity that goes far deeper than that, where these individuals are extreme empaths. We are literally genetically coded, hardwired differently than others who are not as sensitive. And there is a huge group of these individuals who have been hiding away on the planet, not awakened yet, and literally living in their own little discomfort zone because of so many health and life challenges that this can bring upon. As an extreme empath, and we know what empath means, it means someone who feels everything.
Yes,
these
I totally get it.
I know that you do. And those of you out there who are listening, who are empathic, who are intuitive, who feel the pain of others, and as I say, there are tens of millions of these individuals out there not knowing what's going on. When you feel that deeply, that can create all kinds of physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental challenges and way more. So when I talk about what I call ultra-sensitive individuals, these are the people who need very special care and handling in every aspect of their life, relationships, healthcare, mm-hmm. romance, supplements, food, you name it. We need to be carefully handled, and we don't fit into that pigeonhole that the rest of the population fits into. And we have our own very unique set of challenges that we face every single day as an ultra-sensitive.
Can you actually, what do you think, when did we start to get this new energy coming to the planet, if I can ask this question?
Well, sure. I mean, I feel like the energy's been there. It's subdued for tens of thousands of years. But right now, during this planetary wave, I feel like with the baby boomers came people like myself and perhaps yourself. I don't know what your age is or when you were born.
Yes,
but the whole idea is that we rolled in as the front runners, and we came out going, what in the world is happening to me? I don't feel well. My mood is horrible. My hormones are off. I have major digestive issues. I'm not sleeping. I have panic attacks, and I don't understand the people who live on this planet. There are lots of those people out there. Most of them
you know
living...
what? We have to hear more about this information. Man,
this is
amazing, actually.
and the beautiful thing about what I'm finding now is in the years of doing what I do, over the decades that I have been doing it, I've been working with thousands of people, and after sitting with them for several years, I'm like, there is something different about the individuals who end up in my office, and perhaps in the offices of other holistic people, and even those who are not holistic, but because these individuals are looking for help. They don't know where to turn. They don't know what's going on. They think they have a true medical emergency or a medical problem, when in fact it's not so much a problem, and there really is nothing physically wrong, although there could be some imbalances. There's no true physical challenges or dangerous health conditions per se in most cases. These people just need special care, and they don't respond typically to traditional health care, traditional prescriptions, or anything traditional about this planet. We have a whole different set of needs. So this has been going on, but the beautiful thing...
I so agree with this.
It is. Now, and the great thing about this is right now in the last 20 years, and even more so in the last 5 to 8 years, there has been this, I have found there to be this grand awakening, or activation, if you will, of these very important, ultra-sensitive people who are out there on a very special mission, which we'll talk about in a little bit. But we're out here. We have decided, we have chosen to come in, us ultra-sensitive individuals, to perform a very important task on this planet. And we have very unique gifts. But I want to be clear about this, Magdalena. I want to be clear that just because we're different doesn't give us the right to have an ego or to say that we're better than other people. We're just different.
Oh, I totally understand. The reason why I'm right now, I have to tell you, I'm stunned because my radio show is A Conscious Thought with Leo. And when you're talking about the baby boomer generation, that's the generation when the Pluto went into Leo, and that's the baby boomer generation. It's practically awakening, this whole new wave.
That's right. That's what I feel. I feel like as the baby boomers, we were the first really cognizant, conscious group of individuals who really were the forerunners and got kicked and beaten and forgotten and
but
abused.
But also we got labeled.
We got labeled as chronic fatiguers. We got labeled as bipolar. We got labeled as depressives. We got labeled as, you pick an ADHD. We don't have
this
ADHD.
This is amazing.
We don't have ADHD. We have special gifts. We can't stay focused. We're not supposed to be focused. I mean, yes, to the extent that we need to keep ourselves safe on the planet, but our gift is to be not focused, is to be able to tune in and figure out what people need, what the planet needs, and so forth.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is.
I'm speechless right now. I have to tell you, I'm speechless. Okay, so just continue. This is amazing.
It's really an amazing time to be this individual. However, I have found personally, I have gone through quite an upbringing. I mean, we all have our challenges growing up. In fact, I don't know anybody who doesn't have a tough childhood. I think childhood should be illegal. It's so traumatic. You know, we learn so many things, and if you're an ultra-sensitive person growing up and through childhood, it can be extra difficult, extra challenging, because we have to deal with the energies of these angry people that we just don't want to deal with, people who don't understand us. I mean, we, in fact, understand them, but we don't know why they're here. It's just a whole ball of wax that makes our life very uncomfortable. You know, I have plenty of stories to tell about my upbringing, but I survived. I survived because I knew deep down, I felt, because that's what we do, we feel, I felt that there was something different about me and I had to do something with that. And I eventually began to unravel what that was. They showed me, and they're showing millions of other individuals right now all across the globe as they begin to awaken as we speak.
Oh, absolutely. It is a huge amount of people that are actually, you know, waking up. But on the other side, you know, all these people who are waking up, they are actually getting labeled with craziness.
Well, and okay. And that's where we come in. That's where you and I, as speakers, as forerunners, as teachers and counselors, doing the radio shows and making live appearances, we begin to let them know, hey, wait a minute. There is nothing really wrong with you. Here's what you are. Here's who you are. And here's what you're here to do. Because once we allow these individuals to come into their own, to feel like, hey, wait a minute, I do have some abilities here. There is nothing wrong with me. I'm not worthless. I am useful. There is a purpose for me. Once we inspire them in that way and light that switch, then things change. But
The new paradigm, you know, that we are actually in it. But, you know, this new, in being in this new paradigm, we are still treated with the old way of thinking and living. So it just doesn't fit anymore.
Absolutely. Especially when it comes to healthcare. And, of course, being in my background in healthcare, it is really an issue. Because once you get into the traditional healthcare carousel, good luck getting out. Because it's very challenging. They have people believing in some cases about certain things that are out of balance or wrong, and certain therapies and treatments and prescription medicines that actually solve no problems and create, in many cases, new ones. So once you get in that carousel, you have to be very careful to make sure to choose your health care wisely. Now, you choose everything wisely, but that's the one you got to watch, because it can really get you in a situation where it's very difficult to unravel what gets done in that system from time to time.
Wow. It's amazing. So, and I'm kind of actually, you know, I put a note, and I love when you're saying here that, you know, you work at the emotional level where the most health symptoms begin, actually.
Yes, absolutely, because as we know, the physical symptoms begin way before that in the emotional and mental body.
Mm-hmm.
So when we have unresolved traumas or unresolved issues in that area, if we don't fix those energies and don't clear those traumas, we can express into physical changes, and they call those diseases. Well, you know what they call them. They're selling drugs for them all the time. Pick one. It doesn't matter. The diabetes, I hate that word. I call it blood sugar challenges. I don't call it diabetes. Because the whole thing is you get labeled, you get pigeonholed. It's like, okay, now you got this. And now that once you've got that, you are labeled. You're labeled. And that makes it very challenging in this society to have that stigma, both from a medical standpoint and from a social stigma as well. So it is an issue. So healthcare is something we need to be, you know, to choose, learn about, and choose wisely.
But you know, another thing is what my experience is also, Dr. Emil, is that sometimes people like to have labels because in that minute they don't have to do anything because they can use a drug. So they don't have a responsibility to, you know, to stand behind their emotions and work with their emotions or clear whatever needs to be cleared and, you know, stand up for themselves.
I agree. It's a point well taken. They want the quick fix, the silver bullet. Mm-hmm. You know, they want the passive, let me lay back and you fix me. Well, you know, that's not going to work anymore. If you do that, there is a price to pay at the end of the rainbow if you allow that to happen. It may be simple now, but it'll be a mess later. I can assure you that will happen. You'll end up in someone's office, hopefully mine or someone like me, who can actually decipher what's going on and get things balanced. But you can't just go and say, fix me, because you need to know, number one, once these sensitive individuals realize who they are, then you can begin to unravel the mystery about how to manage and take care of that beautiful temple, our body and our mind and our spirit, and then work with that. Yes, we all have traumas we've dealt with from this life and other lives that do need to be processed, especially if they're in the way and you feel like, oh, I don't feel like I don't have to go anywhere. I just want that pill. I don't want to deal with those emotions. You know, once you know who you are and what your value, your true value is on this planet, how valuable you are to yourself and to everybody on the planet and to Mother Earth herself, then it does change things. It makes people more responsible for themselves. We need to take responsibility for who we are and what we're here to do on this planet in this lifetime.
Oh, well, so that's very well said. I just actually, you know, finished my course in permaculture. And it was kind of funny is that, you know, permaculture works, you know, with the harmony with the earth. And we are recognizing how we are in imbalance with the earth. But I said, you know what, we have also internal permaculture. We are as imbalanced in the internal as in the external.
That's exactly right. That's beautiful. That is right. We are not in balance. We are not in harmony.
Yes, that's
in
a
many
whole
cases.
Thing.
With our soul mission. We're not. We're looking for something that we shouldn't be, or we're not getting the feedback or the guidance we need to find out who we are and what to do with it.
So my question to you is, because I am recognizing that you had much more experience with this, much more people than I did. So when you're dealing with these sensitive people and trying to encourage them, you know, work with their emotional body, what I came across is a lot of time people are actually not willing to go into the emotional war because it's too painful. They do not want to face their own emotional pain. So what is your experience on their side?
I agree with that. Nobody wants to go back and face pain.
But
here's what I find in the cases that I work with, and this is what I'm finding across the board, is all of the ultra-sensitive people I work with are, number one, they're nutritionally deplete. They have nutritional deficiencies, not just in food, but because of the leaky gut that most all of sensitive beings have, because of the overgrowth of candida that causes the leaky gut, over time causes detrimental deficiencies in the key nutrients to make the individual feel well. And most, because of that, they have typically low iodine, low magnesium, low iron, low potassium, low B12, and so on and so forth, because of chronic leaky gut. And what this does is it insidiously makes the individual feel emotionally and physically weak. And I mean depressed, and I mean unable to get out of bed and unable to feel motivated. And so for me, I like to fix the physical first before we begin to have the motivation, inspiration, and the wherewithal to begin to clear the past. In other words, that's a lot of cleansing is a big deal. Whether it's physical or emotional cleansing, I leave that for second tier. Number one, let's get you feeling better so you have the energy and the stamina and the inspiration to work on the other parts. And this should be done slowly. We don't want to open the dam of emotions. We want to be very careful in unlayering the trauma that has occurred. But for me, I don't begin unlayering trauma until I've got the physical portion under control, rebalance the nutrient deficiencies, increase the protein intake, fix the dehydration, and so forth. Then I do use supplements on occasion to help with that. to replenish those nutrient deficiencies. And once we have the individual feeling more positive and more motivated and stronger physically and emotionally, then we can deal with these cleanses, the physical and emotional cleanses that you're talking about, and going back and clearing the traumas.
So what are these actually the most common in life and health challenges facing the ultra-sensitive?
There are so many. One of the most common is two major ones that I work with and that I see. Number one is the overgrowth, and I mentioned it earlier, the overgrowth growth of the yeast known as candida. Yeast, we have some. Everybody has some in our body. It's natural and helpful to have yeast. But because of the stress on the planet, because of the overuse of certain medications, including birth control, steroids, antibiotics, and so forth, we have ruined our gut. We have depleted we haven't ruined it, but we've depleted the good bacteria, and we've not replenished it because of environmental toxins and anything else that we've put into our body to change the flora, the good bacteria. And when that occurs, that allows now candida and other negative bacteria and other microbes to flourish. And when that happens, we end up seeing, as I mentioned, the leaky gut syndrome. And this is occurring from a very early age, Magdalena. I'm not talking about 20, 30, 40-year-olds. I'm talking about seeing leaky gut beginning in the single-digit years, even from even from genetics, from mothers and fathers who had the similar event. I've seen it. It starts very young. And when you have decades of malabsorption of nutrients, you end up having physical and emotional challenges. And the leaky gut syndrome and candida overgrowth that occurs from that is one of the top issues that is keeping the sensitive, ultra-sensitive people down. Because candida, the overgrowth of yeast, is responsible for pretty much every chronic illness you can name. I can trace it back to an overgrowth of yeast that has not been managed. So we're talking about depression.
That's huge.
Oh, yeah. Depression, chronic fatigue, insomnia, anxiety, digestive problems. Everyone seems to have digestive problems these days. So candida is the number one. And because of that, number two, the second most common thing I see is hormone and thyroid imbalances. Again, primarily due to chronic deficiencies in the key nutrients needed to keep the thyroid working and the hormones in balance, specifically an iodine deficiency. We have chronic iodine deficiency, and that is the reason.
And what's the reason for the iodine deficiency?
Well, number one, it's not in the foodstuffs like it used to be. It's been, you know, the soil is not the same. We're not digesting any iodine. We are getting is not getting in the system because of leaky gut, so we're seeing less absorption of this nutrient. And the combination of those two things primarily and the use of other prescription medicines, as an example, if I may talk about, you've heard of the drug called levothyroxine or Synthroid, the brand name Synthroid?
Yes, yes. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, that drug is uniformly prescribed by the traditional medical community for any woman or man who comes in complaining of weight gain or fatigue or difficulty sleeping or low energy. They're going to be put on levothyroxine in most cases. There are tens of millions of people on levothyroxine. Well, the fact of the matter is that does not correct the thyroid at all. In fact, it decreases the iodine stores in the body that are already low. So it's a compounded effect. And low iodine means your thyroid is starving, and we're seeing many more people with goiters, an overgrowth of thyroid. You see that thickening or lump in the throat. That's because the thyroid is starving for iodine, and it's growing. So the iodine deficiency is the big, big deal when it comes to fixing the metabolism, the weight, and the energy of individuals who are sensitive, and even those who are less sensitive. But as sensitive people, Magdalena, sensitives are more easily thrown out of balance than those who are not, because our energy fields are very porous. We have very porous bone structure. Our whole makeup, our energy fields are very porous. So everything in us is very sensitized and much more easily thrown out of balance than those who are less sensitive.
Wow. Phew. I mean, it's a very hard information to digest. I mean, it's not a new information to me, you know what I'm saying, because I'm dealing with this for over 25 years, but it's still, you know, kind of when you hear this over again from somebody who is, you know, MD and, you know, dealing, you know, constantly with these drugs and everything else, it's just heartbreaking, actually.
It is, but we can't, it can be fixed. It can be fixed. And so what I want to spread the word is, don't worry, this is all fixable. If we do things,
that's
in
a
time,
good one. Yeah.
It is fixable. And you, again, it's about choosing your choice, making your choice of healthcare, who you enter into, you know, healthcare relationships with, is a very important choice. And choose natural whenever possible, if you can. And a lot of people, you know, have health plans and they're required to see their traditional MDs. And don't get me wrong, there is a place for the medical doctor, the MDs, for acute care and emergencies and so forth, but for chronic health conditions, we need to be much more cognizant and careful about those choices.
And also, I would say, you know, as we were talking, as we are talking tonight about sensitive people, you know, sensitive people should, other people should give, should be given also a choice. You know, I mean, I think the choice is very important here.
And we all have choices. We all get to choose the way we want to live our life. We get to choose our reality, and we are in control of that. So there are things to do. The bottom line is, for ultra-sensitive people, we feel everything about everybody everywhere. The sensitive people I meet come in different shapes and sizes. You can't necessarily tell by the physical look whether or not they're out in the ultra-sensitive, but certainly if you are one, you'll know one when you meet them. And they come in different extremes of sensitivity. I have some individuals who are able to feel the energies of things across the globe. They can feel the pain of the tsunami of 2004, I think it was. They can feel the cosmic changes all the time, any kind of astrological change. And these individuals are literally in a tizzy. I don't know about you, during the last, do you remember the recent Mercury retrograde about a month or two ago?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. There were so many people flocking to my office and calling me and saying, oh, my God, I can't focus. I feel sick. I can't get out of bed. And I was one of those. It was very, very challenging. It was a very challenging time. Those astrological changes are really energy changes, and we are all energy. And empaths feel energy.
But you know what is more interesting also? That, you know, the energies are getting stronger and stronger, actually, right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And
so
we have to actually kind of do here too is to kind of build emotional stability, much deeper emotional stability to handle these you know, turbulence times, especially when these energies are shifting. I mean, the last 3 weeks, it was just unbelievable.
Oh, it is. And you know, it's funny. 20 years ago, I was still a sensitive. But I didn't notice these things like I do intently. Now it just blows us over. It's just too much. So as you mentioned, the last few years for me, my God, any little astrological change, and I got to hold on to my desk because I'm going to get blown away. That's how powerful the changes are right now. But you bring up a good point, though, because one of the things I've talked about over the years, I think a lot of ultra-sensitive people, because they felt they were not... there's a lot of issue with ego, not having self-esteem, not having an ego, not feeling like they're worthy of a mate, or having a challenging time finding an appropriate mate that understood about their sensitivity. And for that reason, many sensitive people, unwittingly and unwittingly, lived alone. And it was okay. We do need alone time. But I would tell you this, it is always good to have a circle of friends and or acquaintance and or a partner to get through these tough times right now. I used to say, I like to be a hermit, I don't want to be around anybody, and at times I feel that way, and many ultra-sensitives do. But I would suggest to you that now, during these turbulent times, as you call them, and that is correct, during these high-energy, high-frequency moments, it is nice to have somebody with you that understands exactly who you are and what you're going through to support you. Otherwise, it can be a very challenging time to stay on this planet.
Oh, that's very true. Because actually, I don't know how long ago, but we had this earthquake actually in New Zealand. And I was driving home across the bridge, across the ocean, and I could feel the bridge was actually moving. And when I stopped, I could feel still the earth moving. And I felt, you know, I decided to call a friend of mine. I said, is something else happening here? And she said, no. 2 days later, she calls me. That was actually the earthquake in New Zealand. Because the energy was, I could feel it, that, you know, something is happening across the planet.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember are very powerful receivers and transmitters of all energy. Mm-hmm. So it's we're feeling it. There's no doubt about it. And it affects us deeply, physically, emotionally, mentally, and so forth.
Yeah, and, you know, as you were talking about these astrological, you know, constellations and this planetary constellation, it's actually very much impacting us also physically and emotionally.
Absolutely. There are so many things on the planet Magdalena that affect us,
yes,
and we don't even realize them. Something as simple as, okay, going to a movie and watching the electronic projection on the screen, there's energy being transmitted. Electromagnetic frequencies, EMF, is all over the place. We have more wireless everything, and we feel that. There are communities
actually had the last show. I had a friend of mine who was talking about EMFs, and we were talking about, you know, our Wi-Fis, and that Wi-Fis are taking 85% of life energy, you know, suppressing it.
So basically, anything electric affects us because, hey, we're electric. We are electric.
Yes.
And as I mentioned earlier, we have a very porous or sensitive, fragile electric system. So anything that comes into contact with can easily throw us off.
Absolutely. So let me ask you then the next question. What is the most common organ imbalance that you're detecting in your clients?
The most common organ imbalance would be adrenal insufficiency,
fatigue. That's a good one.
Yeah. Adrenal fatigue and thyroid. And remember, those two are cousins. They go hand in hand. When one is stressed out, the other one has to make up for it. So it's a tug of war. Mm-hmm. And typically, in ultra-sensitive individuals, both of those systems are low. Usually, it's the thyroid that is lower, and the adrenal is picking up the slack, and it's tired. The adrenals are tired.
Do you think that all this fear-mongering, what we are dealing on the planet, is impacting actually the kidney deficiency?
Which deficiency?
Fear-mongering.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Remember, fear, these emotions have energies. Everything has an energy.
Yes.
Every single
mm-hmm.
thing. So that energy signature is traumatizing to everyone, and to the ultra-sensitive, it can be life-altering.
Yeah. So what do we need as ultra-sensitive people to thrive on this planet?
All right, it starts with one big word. Two words. Nourish yourself. Nourish yourself.
Ooh, okay.
That's a big, it encompasses several things, but speaking of it in a literal sense, the number one thing is to start eating correctly. Most people who are on the planet, period, are protein deficient. Whoever's listening to me talk, you are protein deficient. And if you're an ultra-sensitive individual, and you know who you are, believe me, whether you've come out of the ultra-sensitive closet or not, you know who you are, and you're not getting enough protein density. A lot of individuals who are sensitive people also enjoy the lifestyle of a vegan lifestyle or a vegetarian lifestyle. And I embrace and honor all lifestyles. It's a personal choice. I embrace that. I honor that. However, if you are indeed vegan or vegetarian and you're not eating any meat protein, you need to find a way to get more protein, more dense protein into your body. Because right now, at the frequencies that we've talked about that we're vibrating at, that the planet is vibrating at, and the frequencies that we as a body, a ultra-sensitive energy body, are vibrating at, we are blowing through nutrition so fast. We are blowing through protein, blowing through carbohydrates, and you are malnourished. So the number one thing to do is start eating more correctly. And, start eating more. If you eat meat, eat red meat. Don't worry about red meat and cholesterol. There really is no connection there. In my opinion, it has nothing to do with your food. Now, of course, if you're eating 3 steaks a day, we'll talk about that. But it's really not if you have cholesterol issues, it's a liver issue. It's not a food issue. So eat. Eat protein frequently, every 2 to 3 hours, some form of protein. eat.
This is so amazing that you're saying that, because, you know, I had actually this conversation with somebody else, is that, you know, I am I love to research, I love to read in the evening, and practically I'm having a lot of, you know, brain using a lot of brain energy. I need to eat. So yeah, it's very hard for me in the evening not to eat, but I just have to, and so I'm not eating so much in the morning.
Right, and a lot of people will actually skip meals, Magdalena. It's very common. My patients will always say, oh, I never eat breakfast, or I never eat lunch. Most of my clients, when they first come to visit with me, they're eating two meals a day. I've had a number of them actually eating one meal a day. Now, let's face it, you cannot drive a car without gas. You're not driving this vehicle without gas either. You've got to eat, and you need to eat frequently. Grazing used to be thinking, when you think about someone who grazed, that was a connotation for someone maybe who ate too much and maybe had weight issues. That is not a negative connotation in my side of the fence. Grazing is appropriate. You should be eating protein, as I say, and something every 3 hours to avoid the something we call hypoglycemia, the low blood sugar. That's from
Yeah, because that is actually then worse on your body.
That is right. It confuses that if you, over time, hypoglycemia, which means low blood sugar. In other words, blood sugars climb a little too high, and then they'll come down a little too low. Many people have experienced the feeling we're just feeling shaky before you eat, or shaky after you eat even, because your sugars are climbing too high and they're dropping too low. When they drop too low, we call that hypoglycemia, and you can become very hungry, edgy, angry. You know the Snickers commercial? The Snickers commercial on TV, you watch TV. You're not yourself when you're not eating whatever they say. But the point is,
yes,
that's the wrong thing to give to someone hypoglycemic. By the way, you don't give them a candy bar. You give them a protein, a meatball, or some deli turkey, or whatever you're going to eat. But the point is that hypoglycemia over time can actually lead to hyperglycemia, what they like to call diabetes, eventually, because it confuses the pancreas. The pancreas is like, where am I giving you sugar? When am I giving you insulin? And eventually, especially if you have a genetic history of this in your family, you have to be careful not to do too much hypoglycemia for too long. You'll confuse the pancreas and burn out the parts that know how to secrete insulin. And that's what I have found.
Since we are here actually by the pancreas, Dr. Emil, I would like you to talk more about the hormone lies. You have this book written about the hormone lies.
Hormone lies.
Do you mind to kind of tell more about this information?
Sure.
Because I think it's hugely important.
Yeah, as we talked about, it's for me one of the top two. I can't decide which one's more of a problem, but hormone and thyroid imbalances are the plague of the silent plague of the planet.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, although women tend to be the ones who end up going to practitioners because of their weight management and not metabolizing, and I don't know how many out there are listening to this, but I don't know. This should sound like somebody you know, because it sounds like thousands of people I've worked with over the years. You work out 24 hours a day, you eat almost nothing, and you can't lose weight. Well, what is going on here? What is going on is you don't have a metabolism, because the number one issue is you are iodine deficient. I'm coming back with that.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that's the issue. Now, giving those what I call thyroid whippers, like levothyroxine or Synthroid, or even Armour Thyroid, which is a little bit of a better choice, but what those drugs tend to do is they force the thyroid to work harder. They're kicking in hormones, but you can make the hormone go, but you need iodine to make the hormones. So you're basically whipping a tired racehorse, and you can only whip it so long before it wants to burn out and you get fatigued. So the bottom line is, in my opinion, the use of these thyroid stimulants or thyroid whippers is not the correct thing to do when you have a hormone and a thyroid issue. What you want to do is nourish, if you will, nourish your thyroid. It is starving for iodine. And this is, I would say that this would be the case in 90 to 95% of the individuals I work with.
Wow.
On the planet, 95% of the women on the planet, and the men as well. It's not just the females. But
And so let me ask you immediately to this question. Is this also valid for children?
Absolutely. It can be, especially if we're feeding them the wrong food, and especially if they have that leaky gut and have candida at a very young age, which is becoming more and more prominent because of the kinds of foods and beverages these individuals are using at a very young age. So it can begin very early. There, obesity in young children is rampant. And again, it's back to the same thing. A thyroid that's not working, leaky gut syndrome, nutrients that aren't being absorbed, and you have hormone and thyroid problems beginning very, very early on.
So practically, we are hitting the vicious circle here.
We are. We are. But it can be broken. Once you understand what's going on, you start nourishing yourself, and we break the cycle. It takes a little bit of time. It doesn't take years, but it can take, you know, several months or longer for me, when they work with me anyway, to begin to get everything balanced in the proper order, in the proper way.
Wow. It's pretty amazing. Also, on the other side, you know, I know that you're working with nutrition with your clients, and also, you know, you like to incorporate cleansing. So how do you work with the cleansing?
That's a good question. What I do these days is, as I mentioned early on, I like to make sure that the nutritional deficiencies have been corrected first. And then what we're going to be looking at is primarily we usually have to do a candida cleanse to get the candida levels down.
Mm-hmm.
So the candida symptoms will begin to resolve. The key to that is it needs to be accompanied by, in most every case, a heavy metal or other toxin cleanse that is not just candida but includes heavy metals and other exposures, because the heavy metals, Magdalena, will hide the yeast. So if you just kill the yeast and the heavy metals remain there, like mercury, for instance, from when a lot of people are getting their mercury fillings removed.
Yes, correct. Mm-hmm.
And I have feelings about, you know, strong feelings about that, having had those in my mouth as well for 40, 50 years, those mercury amalgams. So when you remove those mercury amalgams, even if you have the best dentist technician in the world, if one micromolecule, if that mercury escapes, you can become mercury toxic. And this is what I find. And that is one of the reasons we're seeing candida becoming such a big issue, is because we have heavy metal toxicity, we are mobilizing mercury, and that makes candida go crazy, because it makes it very difficult for the body to eliminate it, because it attaches itself to the heavy metal. So again, the cleanses, candida cleanse, concurrent with a heavy metal cleanse, including a mercury cleanse, when indicated. And I check for those in my office before we do it, and I do that through kinesiology. I don't use blood tests of any type in my office. So that's the one cleanse. Those two cleanses are the top two cleanses I use. The other one is a gallbladder flush or gallbladder cleanse.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that one?
Yes, I am. I did use it before.
Yes, and lots of people have gallbladder problems, and if you end up waiting too long with gallbladder pain and problems, and you go to the emergency room, guess what they're going to do? They're going to bring
in
a surgeon. They're going to go to the surgeon, and what does the surgeon do? He does only one thing. They take it out.
Mm-hmm.
You want to avoid that at all costs, because you're then going to have a lifetime full of issues once your gallbladder has been removed. And there is a way to cleanse the gallbladder.
So what are
naturally.
The issues? Do you mind just to kind of elaborate on that?
So that people can...
So what are the issues if they are getting gallbladder taken out, so people will kind of get familiar with
well,
that?
Well, you're not going to be digesting and processing fat, so you can have issues with diarrhea or bloating or gas. You'll have more food intolerances. You won't be able to eat fatty foods, even healthy fatty foods, in any way without having some challenges with bloating. You'll need to use, and you should be using anyway, what I use is a very specialized enzyme formulation that'll help break down the fats for people who do not have a gallbladder or those who are having gallbladder issues. And there are a number of those products available for gallbladder, for bile replenishment and to break down nutrients. Because people who have their gallbladders removed tend to have lifelong digestive issues.
Thank you for just saying it.
Yeah. We do want to avoid that. And there are ways to cleanse the gallbladder. There's a number of protocols on the web, most of them, you know, incorporating the usual stuff of Epsom salts, virgin olive oil, citrus fruits, and so forth. And if you follow the procedure, the way they're laid out, then you usually have very nice results. It's quite safe. And if you need the protocol that we use at my office, you're welcome to reach out to the office, and I will get you a copy of the one that we use here.
Oh, great. Well, also, I would like to kind of, to add, that you are doing also intuitive work, and also you're doing a long distance healing. You say on that side that, you are working with people around the planet. So how does that work?
Well, it's just I do read people over the phone. I can read you from anywhere. So I tune into the body, and I determine what's out of balance. And I tell you what we need to do to get things back to where they could be. So I can do the energy work, the intuitive work, all across the globe. I do work with all health conditions and all issues globally, from wherever I am. So I am able to, tune in and find out what's going on and tell you what needs to be done.
I have a kind of tricky question for that.
Okay.
How accurate are those readings?
I'm not sure how to define accuracy. I don't want to give a number to it, but I would say that no one is 100% accurate, but I would say that with plus or minus 90% plus or minus 5%, I can tell you what's going on. Now, I will see things. I will tell you what's out of balance, what organ systems need to be attended to. If I feel like there's something that needs further attention that's not in my realm, i.e., if it needs to be followed up with an MD, then I will tell you that. That is fairly rare because it's not pretty much, for the most part, can handle anything that shows up. But if there's something that needs to further attention, I will let you know that in a gentle, proper way. But I would say 90% on the money.
The reason why I'm asking that, because, sometimes people are actually skeptical, and for that reason, they will actually not consult the intuitive.
Understood. And, the problem is that there are individuals out there who say they do certain things and don't always do them. But I would also bring up to the fact that if, you can go to the MD, for instance, and get a blood test or do another exam, and those are not always definitive about what's going on. And more importantly, the treatment protocols are not laid out for how to manage the issue that they may find. So nothing is 100%.
That's a very, very valid point. That's actually beautifully said, because that really helps, for people who are questioning. It's like, yeah, you have to question everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And, you just get it if people decide to work with me, and when they do, they get it straight. And I'm very gentle. I'm very, as a sensitive individual, I'm very sensitive to you, to their needs. And it's been a formula that works for us here in the office. And we've been blessed to be able to help thousands and thousands of people all over. So.
Oh, that's beautiful. Okay, I would actually like to know more about your book you wrote, Are You Sensitive?
Yes, the You Are Sensitive book?
Yes.
Sure.
Tell us a little more about that.
Okay, the book You Are Sensitive, after being a sensitive, living the sensitive life, which is a challenge, by the way, it can be very challenging. After 40 years of being on the planet and realizing that I was different than others and meeting clients in my office, thousands of people, as I mentioned earlier, that these people are wired completely differently. And so after observing their habits, their dietary issues, their emotional issues, their relationship issues, I decided the word has got to get out there. These people are not the same. They're not wired the same or programmed the same as other individuals. And as we talked earlier, they have very special needs and requirements that were not being met, that are currently not being met. They don't know where to turn. This book is your lifeline. It's laid out simply and easily. The first part of the book talks about what a sensitive person is, what your challenges are. The second half of the book has the most common health challenges and my protocols and how to manage them naturally. But it's just something that had to come out. I mean, after I was just like, my gosh, people need to know this. Where are they going to go to get answers? Yes, there are books on the sensitive person, but this book is designed to hit you right between the eyes. And when people read the back cover of the book, they always say the same thing. You wrote this book about me. How did you know?
that's amazing.
And that's been the most satisfying thing. I'm not here to sell books. I'm here to give out information and make information available. So that's what this book is. It's, you go in there and you go, my God, how do they know? This is my life. How did you find that out? Because I lived it. Because I know I know what you're going through. And I know what's helped me, and I know what's helped my thousands of clients in the past. And so that's the book that came out. The subtitle pretty much says it all, How to Survive and Thrive in a World That Doesn't Get You. And that's the book.
We have only maybe 6-7 minutes. One thing what I would like you to do is, do you mind to let our listener know, you know, how they can get in touch about you and, you know, how to connect with you?
Sure, absolutely. You can go to the website. My website is actually it's Susan Faith, my wife, and I are both on the website. The office practice is called World Wellness Center, and the website address is www.healingwizards, plural, healingwizards.com, and you can get a look at what we do, and a lot of questions will be answered there. The books are available there. All of my books are available on Amazon, so just go on board. If you want to get the You Are Sensitive book, go ahead and please do that. I believe you'll, if you are sensitive and you're resonating with the information we've chatted about today, you'll find this book to be useful for you. People all over the world have found it either in the digital form or in the hard copy and said, "Oh my gosh, you wrote this book about me." And that's been the biggest pleasure for me, is to hear that and go, "I know that there are people like me out there." That's what I said when I wrote this book. I know there are others, and they're out there.
So let me ask you a next question then, you know, even though we don't have too much more time for it, but for the time remaining, I would love to ask, so what do you say about the next generation or this generation after us, how they are handling all these energies? Are they having the same issue or different issue?
They're having the same issues in a different format, and unfortunately, I guess I shouldn't say that, but in their realm, they've got a lot of these handheld devices, and everyone, not that there's anything necessarily wrong with having an iPhone or whatever you use, but we're finding that there are a lot of the energy, they're having more energy issues because they're being bombarded constantly, I mean 24 hours a day with EMF energies. They're not learning how to interact with other individuals socially as much as they should. Their dietary needs, well, those are being put in the back burner because they're so busy doing, you know, digital information, working online, working with their phones. And I find that it's challenging. They do have their own issues, and they do have significant nutritional deficiencies. But let me say this, that this generation, the last two generations that are coming in right now, are very gifted, are very sensitive, very gifted, and they don't really understand yet what's going on. And this is my concern, is if they don't get some guidance and they don't have parents or someone, a friend who says, "Hey, by the way, there's nothing really wrong with you because you don't focus, or there's nothing really wrong with you because you aren't social," and so on and so forth. This is who you are and what you're here to do. The key is, and the question I'd like to close with today before we get out of here today, is to talk about what is the ultrasensitive here to do?
Please do, yes.
And I'm tying that in right now with this new generation we're talking about, because these individuals are now awakening. They will learn. Unfortunately, some of them are giving up at a very young age, and this is very alarming. The suicide rate in these last two generations, very young age, is very alarming to me. So I'm concerned about that, and that's why I offer this lifeline. Send somebody the book for a gift or a website, or send them to someone who can give them some guidance and give them some hope and courage to continue on, because they are here with us as the first wave runners to do something very important. And that very important thing is to create a new planet, because the one we're in right now is having some challenges. It can't stay this way. And many, many people, especially the sensitives deep down, know that. It is our job to assist in the development of the new energies and the new planet, and it is happening as we speak. This isn't tomorrow. This is now, as we speak.
Yesterday.
It's yesterday. It's been going on for a while.
Yes.
But our
yes.
job as ultrasensitives is to assist others in that, in their process, and assist the Mother Earth in getting to this new place. Because we are literally creating a new planet as we speak, and it needs to happen. Everyone knows it. Some people aren't talking about it, but it is genetically coded. This is the magic time. We all came here to do this together in our own way with our own special gifts. And the ultrasensitives are a very, very big part of it, especially this new generation that we talked about.
Wow. I have to say this. I got more today with this interview than I bargained for. So I am so thankful that we were able to go into such a detail. And I have to say this. I would love to get you back, because I'm recognizing there's so much more that we can actually share with the world.
Sure. Be happy to.
Yeah, and as I was listening to you, I had actually questions. Do you do actually any seminars or classes on this?
I'm working on some online seminars we're going to be putting together here. It's just a matter of time and getting that together. But we do events on a regular basis. When you go to my website, if you go to my website, please sign up on our mailing list. You'll be notified of
Okay.
everything we do, where we're going to do it. I do have one coming up in Tucson, Arizona, if you're in their region. I will be doing my You Are Sensitive presentation, the full presentation, and I'll be doing live readings in the audience as well. That's coming up this weekend, actually, in Tucson, Arizona. I'll be presenting on Sunday. If you need more information, you can reach me through the phone number or email on the website. So please do sign up, get on our mailing list. We do have another event coming up. We do about four or five major events, or actually of our own events and then other larger events throughout the year. So get notified by being on our mailing list, and you'll be notified.
Oh, that would be awesome because, look, like I said, this is hugely important information, and it is great to talk to somebody who I understand what we are dealing with it and how we can help actually to spread the information.
Absolutely.
So you are right that it needs to be brought more to the public. Well, this was amazing, Dr. Emil. I'm so excited, that I had actually, that you gave me your time, to have an interview with you. And I would love to get you back again. So I will stay in touch with you.
Oh, it's my pleasure. It's been an absolute joy. Thank you so much, Magdalena.
And thank you so much, folks. And good evening.
Good
Thank
evening.
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.